Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rib T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way, the audio daily dose of daf. We're looking at the idea of Mila on Shabbos. It was taught in a brisa in accordance with Rav Yochanan and not in accordance with Rav Acha bar Yaakov as follows. The Torah says, and on the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised, which means you shall perform the mitzvah of Milah on whatever happens to be the eighth day, even if it is on the Shabbos. But what do we do with the pasuk that says, and those who desecrate Shabbos, the Shabbos desecrator shall be put to death, with regard to those who perform any of the other forbidden labors besides for circumcision, bris milah, or indeed it is not so, but even circumcision is prohibited on the pain of death? And then how do we deal with the pasuk that says on the eighth day the flesh of the foreskin shall be circumcised? It means that the time for milah is the eighth day, when that day is the Shabbos, so we figure out that the Torah states on that day, which means you shall perform the mitzvah of milah on the eighth day, whenever that may be, even on the Shabbos day. It brings to mind the idea that a lot of times we have to juggle different ideas, different responsibilities, and different actions. When a person has the opportunity, the mitzvah comes to his hand, he has to go back and forth, way back and forth in his hand. What's more important, the eighth day or the Shabbos? Shabbos or the eighth day? How does he figure out? He looks at both psukim and he has both aspects tugging at him, but the one that wins is the one that it says on the eighth day. And in our own lives, a lot of times we have many things tugging at our attention, our jobs, our kids, our spouses, and our different responsibilities. But there should be a hierarchy of needs, a hierarchy of things that always need to take precedence. The first should always be the spouse, and then the children. Whatever else you need to get done should be done now. Afterwards, after you take care of everything else, we should always make sure to prioritize our day, juggle our responsibilities to the best way possible, but making sure that the top need is met first and then the further needs come, because the spouse and then the children and then everything else, making sure that our days are done in the right way. Just as we have to juggle what was more important, as the Gemara talks about, the bris milah versus Shabbos, so too we should properly juggle our lives, including taking care of our learning of Torah, doing of mitzvahs and chesed, especially taking care of our families. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 133 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.